Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist, and this is Mark's Motivational Minute. Today's topic, don't write anything that you wouldn't want to be seen by the public. Today, with the social media world that we live in, I think that especially some young people today are probably living life on the edge. Understanding, or not understanding, that everything that you tweet, everything that you put out there on social media, on your profiles, it can be seen. And employers are going to see that stuff. But I want to take you back to 14 years ago. Before all these social media, before Facebook, I think it's before Facebook, at least it's before I had a Facebook account 14 years ago. Before all these social media avenues were the way that we lived our life, I had an old employer of mine who really broke my heart. And I have severed a relationship with the person because of what she typed on an online database that she thought was private, but it turned out that I had access to it. And I just want you to know that the things that you type and the things that you enter on your computer and the things that you type on your phone, just assume that everybody's going to see it someday. And I'm telling you, I saw this person's true colors, and I'm gonna come right out and say it, and I hope you don't judge me for this. And well, actually, I don't even care if you judge me for it, because it was so damaging to me and broke my heart in such a way that to this day I'm honestly bitter about it. Kate Becker is her name, and she used to be my boss at an organization called Kaboom. She was the director of project managers at this nonprofit where I built playgrounds all over the country. I was doing good work around the country for a nonprofit, and I ended up leaving the organization because of, you know, this reason or that. And I think it was amicable? It was a departure from one another that was, you know, not World War III. And a couple months later, see, I had still had access to the database that was involved with the organization because I was still working on one more project with the nonprofit. And she didn't understand that I had access to that. And she posted a comment on my profile for all the organization members to see, really bashing me and really speaking very poorly about me. Things that she never said to my face, but she decided to communicate that to everybody else in the organization and really just bad-mouthing me and rubbing my name in dirt in front of my colleagues that I had worked hard to build relationships with. And she only did that because she thought I didn't have access to that database. I read it and it broke my heart because to my face, she was nice and Kate treated me well. And she, you know, said that she respected me and she said she appreciated my conversation, my contribution. But then online, it was clear that she was lying to my face. And it was her true colors shined in what she thought was a private message. I called her up and I called her out. And I have not spoken to her since that day in 2000, and well, this would have been 2004, actually. A relationship has been severed. Recently, I was contacted by members of that organization to talk about memories that I had working for that organization, and I'm not going to contact them and reach out to them because even though I had many good memories of that organization, the entire relationship has been soured because of what one person put online and thought was not visible to me. A relationship has been severed. And I think that's sad. Now, that was, 13-some years ago on an online database that was supposed to be, you know, private to the organization, you know, the members of the organization. Imagine what people are doing to ruin their relationships on social media today. Imagine the idea that everybody is going to see everything you ever said ever. And if you just spew every idea that ever crossed your mind online, I think it can give people an unfavorable picture of who you are. I mean, I think people think that, oh, their Facebook profile is private, and so I can just say whatever comes to my mind. No, I don't think so. I mean, I think today we need to be very careful about how we're perceived by future employers, by people that are looking at you for a certain opportunity. And I just want to warn you Don't be like Kate Becker. Don't be like the people who think that they can say whatever they want on some computer somewhere. They're going to find it. And it might ruin a relationship that, may have otherwise been fruitful. And I'm sorry to have a little edge on my voice right now, but this is something that, 13 years later, is something that has ruined a relationship that I thought was otherwise positive. And so it's a serious topic, and I want you to make sure that you clean up your act when it comes to social media, and you clean up your act when it comes to the things that you post online, because it can really hurt people, and it can really hurt your future. So I hope that that is something that you can weave into your everyday activity as you succeed in life. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist. I hope you have a fantastic day.